You're listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod with Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Nate Pass.
What's up, everybody? We're back again, barely. Ben is under the weather a little bit, but we're going to make it through this thing. It's episode 228 of the Dad Bod Golf Pod. It's Kyle and Ben. Ben has the big C. He has the big C, but he's dedicated. And he's ready to get this thing going.
And I can't yell at you because I'm like losing my voice. I think you drug me on here on purpose just so I wouldn't be able to yell at you.
Strategic planning on my part.
I'm probably going to talk about the rain that was taking place during the Fortnite Championship or something.
And cart path plans. Yep. We're definitely going to talk about that. No, tonight's episode is brought to you by Bet Online, the number one sports betting website in the country. Ben, I killed it this weekend, 5-1 on my picks. Stacked it up. I wish this would have been my first deposit and I could have used the coupon code and got that 50% bonus, but I've already done that. But you can log in today, get a 50% bonus, give them $100. They're going to get 50 back free to play with. Just use coupon code BLEAV, BLEAV. Go ahead and stack it up, get on some football. You got when you're listening to this, it's Monday. Go ahead and drop you some, check out that Monday Night Football line. There's tons of other sports out going right now that you can bet. It's a lot of fun. Online casino. Have a blast. Bet online. It's where the game starts.
Who was your loss?
Let me think. It was the over in the Southern Cal game. It came short by about a touchdown.
Okay.
So 3-0 in NFL, 2-1 in college. If you want some picks, just holler at me. I got me a picker now. So we're good to go.
You got Bub doing the helmet. He's picking helmets down.
I got a secret weapon. So no. So this weekend there was two golf tournaments. It's great. Yeah. The PGA Tour season kicked off with the Fortnite Championship or Fortnite, whatever they call it.
Fortinet. We want to call it Fortnite, but it's Fortinet.
Exactly. And then LIV Golf had their Chicago event. Both of them had some pretty good fireworks down towards the end. So
yeah,
we'll talk about the PGA event first, the Fortnite Championship, the first event of the season. Max Homa, love Max. He's not really talked a whole lot of crap. He's just kind of been a dude. I like that about him. He goes out and wins, and he basically didn't. He was given this tournament. It was given to him.
It was by Danny Willett. He did do well on 18. He chipped in on 18.
He did. He chipped.
So give him a little credit.
So 18's a par five. It's him and Danny Willett. Danny has a one shot lead. He's 16 under. Max is 15 under. Max chips in for birdie, and Danny Willett has a 4-foot putt to win.
Four-foot putt for a birdie to win.
He misses it and probably has 5 feet coming back.
Yeah, he murdered it.
Lips out and loses by one shot. He 3-putts from 4 feet, and I didn't even realize this. Ben, that's got to be the most Danny Willett thing. Nate's screaming in a jubilant fashion right now over Danny doing that. But I didn't realize this. Not only was that a putt to win, he had a putt for 2 years of exemptions.
Yeah.
Two-year exemption to the tour. That is killer. Gosh, that's the most Danny Willett thing ever.
I told Kyle when we came on, I said, to hell with the tournament, to hell with the money. He was in position. He dominated at least the last three rounds. I didn't see the first round. He dominated the Friday, Saturday, Sunday rounds, and had a lead. And you thought it was over when he made it was 17. He made a par putt. He did the same thing on 17. He came up way short, woefully short, and he ran it by about 15 feet. But then he made the comebacker for par, and you were like, okay, this is just a sign that Max Homa doesn't have a chance to catch him. Like he just side doored a par putt on 17 in the friggin' pouring rain. Like it's Homa's not going to catch him. And then when he hit it in the rough on 18, you thought, well, you can't go for it in two. And Homa could, because Homa was middle of the fairway, his lift clean in place. And then Homa dumps his in the bunker, and it's like a 25-yard bunker shot. And so he comes up short, but then he chips it in for birdie. And you're thinking,
he only hit one good shot on the whole hole.
And you were like, but this is an easy. All you got to do is two putt, at least go in a playoff. The fact that he ran it by 6 feet, I'm sitting there going, oh, my gosh, he caught it. Like, you talk about the nerves getting to him.
It did. His first putt didn't touch the hole.
No.
His first putt didn't touch the hole. The second putt, he lifted out. And honestly, he got robbed on that one because it looked like it was in the jar. It touched a ton of hole and then came and popped out. It was. And then he just went and slapped it in. He went and slapped it in after that, which I was like, man, you just missed 2 3-footers. You get just go rake another 3-footer in.
Yeah, he almost went from first to third real quick.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. It's what you know what though? It's this is what the Fortnite Championship has been. I mean, this is his reputation. It's fireworks. So this is one of the events people look forward to. No, I'm joking, but
repeat champion for Max Homa. I'm sure Max he looks Homa. Forward to it.
Oh yeah, repeat champion. You're in the driver's seat already with FedEx Cup points, and he's just still continuing to play hot. Lucky. I think he's on the President's Cup team. Am I right?
I think he is. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so that's good to have him fire on all cylinders because I think that's next week. Maybe not next weekend, but yeah, it is. Is it
next weekend?
Starts this next week. Yeah, Tuesday. Yeah. It starts up on Tuesday, so which I guess would be tomorrow if you're listening today. Max Homa wins. It was a barn burner. It was a barn burner. Other notable finishes, Ricky Fowler had a top 10.
Yes.
New swing coach, new clubs. Could this be the beginning of something? I mean, could this not a beginning? Could this be a rebirth?
He putted well. He eagled 18 in order to get where he was to get in that top 10, which he was one of the few eagles on 18 because you pretty much had after your drive with the rain and all that, you had about a 300-yard shot in for shot number two. So he stayed in the center of the green and made a, 25-footer for eagle. So, congrats to Ricky. I've told you I want Ricky to do well.
Always.
I didn't know if he would just because of the way he's been playing, but he's gone away from the black putter back to the silver putter. He's gone back to cavity back irons instead of those butter knives that he was hitting. So
back to his roots.
If he would just get away from that dadgum Cobra driver in 3-wood.
He's their biggest guy. Like that'll never happen.
I don't think so either. I mean, he and Bryson both. I mean, they're just constantly going to be stuck in Cobra as far as the driver is concerned. And it's funny because I don't know anybody else on tour that used – maybe Kevin Na. I think he has a Cobra. If I'm not mistaken.
It's like Auburn being stuck with Under Armour.
Yeah.
You don't want to get rid of them because you're the biggest name that has them, but it's like, man, there's stuff very undesirable.
I mean, he's not winning tournaments, so he's got to have that extra money coming in from Puma and Cobra in order to subsidize.
Hey, we don't know. We might like Cobra. So, hey, Cobra. We're not down you. Just give us a shot.
Prove us
I'll
wrong.
I'll get your name right. I promise. All right.
Send the check. Prove us wrong.
Send the check. Speaking of send the check, when you get your paycheck, one thing you need to think about using it on is really anything off the website at swannies.co. A portion of your paycheck needs to go to Swannies. Every single, if you get paid weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, whatever, a portion of that needs to go to swannies.co and you can save big. You can use coupon code dadbodgolfpod-25, take 25% off your next order. They got just all kinds of stuff you can imagine. They're getting their seasonal stuff ready, the pullovers, the hoodies, everything ready for the fall and the winter. So go ahead and be prepared, get ahead of the game on that. Those guys are great. Their stuff looks great, feels great. Swannies.co, it's where golf fashion should start and end. Should start and end. 100%.
I'm a big hoodie fan. They got great hoodies.
Great hoodies. So you had the PGA event, and then you also had LIV Golf had their, I guess their sixth event maybe.
Is that right?
Fifth or sixth event, yeah, in Chicago. And it was another dominating performance by the Four Aces. I mean, it's the greatest team
that has ever been assembled.
I can't imagine there could be.
Forget the Celtics. Forget the days back when the Cowboys were playing well. Forget forget the Steel Curtain with the Steelers. Forget the Yankees. That's not happening. No. You know, when you think of dynasties, your number one team right now needs to be Four Aces.
Four Aces. Like
because they win every friggin' tournament. And that's with somebody that may not even shoot under par with Pat Perez.
They're basically just three on everybody else. Yeah,
it's DJ, Taylor Gooch, and then that's it. It's like 2.5 players versus the field.
And the only time they lost is when they didn't have Gooch, I guess, and they didn't have Gooch and they didn't have Patrick Reed, I guess, because I'm looking, and they only had Dustin Johnson. They came in fifth in the first event. It's only been five events, by the way.
Yeah.
But Portland, that was Gooch, Johnson, Perez, Reed, Bedminster. That's when the teams really got set. So they've won four in a row. It's utter dominance, utter dominance. Even if it doesn't matter if it's one shot, two shots, eight shots, seven shots. I mean, they're just absolutely blowing people away.
Pat Perez has made $70 million. It's not probably that much, but it's damn near close.
Pat Perez, the funniest thing about Pat Perez is that he has not finished. I think if you look at their standings, he's somewhere in the 40s, low 40s, and there's only 48 players. And he's won over $4 million just in team winnings. It's absolutely insane.
Right now, Pat Perez is the guy that shows up at a college party at a sausage fest and leaves with the prettiest woman.
There is nobody happier than Pat Perez right now. Like, what a life. What a life.
He's wearing shorts. He's still got his mullet going. Jordan's every day. He's having nothing but fun. He's drinking. I'm not surprised. He's probably drinking on the course, Kyle. I got to be honest with you. He's probably drinking on the course. And he's making he's making more money in these four events than he made his entire career as a PGA Tour professional.
It's unbelievable. It's absolutely unreal.
You know who the real winner in all that is? His freaking caddy.
Oh, he's so fired up.
He went from not making cuts to now he's getting a check every week.
I mean, let's just be honest. Is there any possible way, like, what team could possibly beat them?
Nobody. That's why we said when they picked these teams, we're like, this is not even fair.
But, I mean,
just having DJ and Taylor Gooch on there, and then Patrick Reed's going to have a decent showing every now and then.
There's some pretty good teams. Like, this all-Australian team should be really good, and Cam Smith won.
Yeah,
he won today, won the tournament. But man, they're just – what's crazy is, like, it seems like there's a lot of parity after them. Like, after them, there's different guys that different teams finish in different places. There's not really – the Majestics seem like they're pretty – that's the all, like, I guess the all English team.
Yeah.
But that's, like, the closest one, I guess, as far as, like, remotely coming in close. But,
hey, good for you, ESPN. You're the ones that posted it. Golf Channel won't post these results. I'm proud of you, ESPN.
Way to go.
ESPN, will ESPN be covering this LIV tour before it's all said and done with?
Got to think. There's a lot of ties there.
Put it on the Ocho. Make it happen.
Or just how about just ESPN Plus? Like, if we want to start, let's start there and see how it goes. I did notice the views this time on YouTube were way down. The crowd was still good, even through the weather. I watched some of the celebration videos, and the crowd was pretty crazy when they were shooting liquid alcohol and bubbles and fireworks and stuff into the crowd. They weren't shooting fireworks in the crowd. They were shooting, like, bubbles. They were shooting fireworks above the crowd, not into the crowd.
I got you.
Because that would be a whole other headline. Wouldn't be a surprising headline. But still.
Pat Perez's wife back there setting them off, more than likely.
There you go. But no, it's they got to get the TV deal. I don't know what the holdup is. Maybe they're waiting for next year. Maybe they're like, let's just get this first year in. And then,
well, they got turned down by Apple Plus, which that's still a streaming service. Like, you got to get off the streaming service. You got to go. Yeah. Well, unless it's the ESPN Plus, because people have learned through football and through basketball and through conference play, you go to ESPN Plus and see your team. If you're playing a nobody, you can see your team. Nobody's there yet with Apple Plus and YouTube TV and Hulu. They're not there yet with going and finding that stuff. So if you are going to go ESPN, even if ESPN Plus offers you, but when Apple Plus said, we're not going to do it because of the lack of diversity and the, what did they call it? They called it something else.
Something dumb, probably.
Yeah, it was something stupid where they were like, you know, it basically it's a bad thing. It's like, what? Like, if you see who makes your iPhones, what are you doing?
Do we want to go there?
Yeah. I mean, this is really your.
Yeah. Apple needs to just not. They don't need to comment. They just need to not comment. Like, just if you say no, just, like, don't give a comment. Just say no.
Just say we're out. We're just not doing it.
Yep. So we alluded to it. Cam Smith wins the tournament. He had a long birdie putt. to win. It was, you know,
with the shark watching,
great. It had Greg sitting there watching to win by one shot, I believe.
Yes.
No, three shot. He won by three shots. So he did not have a birdie putt to win. He just made a long birdie putt to close out the tournament. So it only took him two. Go figure.
Yeah, $4 million.
It only took him two to win. $4 million, more than he's ever won in a single tournament, and that's including the players, which at the time was the largest purse in the history of the PGA Tour.
Yep.
Like $3.6 million. So that guy, I mean, the money that he's going to make is just – absolutely incredible. No. I really hope that they get the world rankings thing figured out. I don't know that he's necessarily going to have to worry about it, because I think he's still going to perform really good in majors. And, I mean, if you want to tell me that you think that he and Dustin Johnson aren't two of the best golfers in the world, two of the best 10 golfers in the world, then you can just suck it. Like, you're just full of crap. You're totally full of it. Those dudes are awesome. Dustin came in third. He's playing great golf. Cam's playing great golf. I don't know. Should be fun. A lot of the new guys finish high. Joachim Niemann had a top five. Let's see who else. Chase Koepka with a top 10.
Yes, all of that.
That's pretty solid. Everybody kind of makes fun of him. Said the only reason he's in there is because of his brother. And I think Brooks has been playing not very good golf at all.
No, he's not. He's down there towards well, he's
the middle of the pack.
Middle of the pack. So. Matthew Wolf, just outside the top 15. Patrick Reed inside the top 15. Paul Casey, who caught a lot of flack for leaving just because he's English, he's made a top 25 finish. So, Brooks and Harold right there together in at 21, tied at 21. So,
how did
And then our good friend Pat Perez down there tied for 31.
How did the Aces win, man? They had like Dustin Johnson.
We got DJ.
I guess DJ and Patrick Reed.
Yeah.
And then, but everybody else played like dog crap, but whatever. Harold Varner, 26. That was not really expected. Kind of hoping he'd finish a little bit higher. But anyway,
Taylor Gooch down there at 35. He shot three over. He was three over for the tournament.
It's good stuff, though. Still good content. The country club adjacent guys doing the back off challenge. In the Pro-Am on Wednesday is absolute gold. Like, I know you're not supposed to talk about other podcasts and stuff like that.
It's fine.
But these guys are great. They're funny.
They're great. They let them go in the press conference, too, and ask questions, and they usually make the guys laugh when they're in the press conference. So I enjoy that, too.
They're great. That kind of stuff is cool. And all the players are cool about it. I wonder how really cool are they about it. Like, let's just talk about Greg Norman for a second. So – the golf is like louder. There's music. There's shorts. Does he really like that? Like, if there would have been music and people being loud, like, he would have told him to shut the hell up. Like, right?
I don't know, man. He was kind of a rebel when he played. He probably wouldn't have liked all that. But now, as he got older and it became more fun, I mean, I'm sure he. You know, I've said that about the senior tour or champions tour. Like, those guys, once they get to that point, they're talking and high-fiving each other, and it's more like a round of golf with buddies than it is a tournament. And I guess Greg kind of got to that point, and he thought, okay, I'll take what they're doing on the champions tour, and I'll ramp it up and make it even more of a younger version of the champions tour.
I wonder how, like, legitimately happy – several of the guys that, like, you know, you grow up traditionalist, whatever, about the game. I just wonder how much they really like that stuff, or they just feel like they have to kind of put on a face. Like, they really like the back off challenge thing on Wednesdays, or they really like, you know, music being in the background and stuff like that. I don't know.
I think you're right, because I think it's some of the same ones. Like, I've only seen Ian Poulter on there like twice. I think he's kind of like, nah, I'm kind of done with this. But, like, they got DJ on there every time. And one of their questions to DJ, which I thought was phenomenal, they were like, again, talking about somebody else, but I don't care because I thought it was hilarious. They said, as a fishing novelist, just like we are and you are, if you were stranded on a desert island, would you rather – or on a deserted island, rather, would you rather have your fishing pole or Paulina with you? And he basically – DJ said, I cannot answer that.
I don't want either one of them to know the answer.
Yeah, I don't want either one of them to know the answer. So,
that's great.
He, I think people like him and Patrick Reed and even Cam Smith, because they did him on Backoff Challenge this time, I think those guys, that younger generation, are basically 40 below. I think they're fine with it.
Yeah.
I don't think some of the other guys, I think you're right. I think the Paul Caseys of the world, they don't want that shit taking place.
Louis Oosthuizen, even though he laughed pretty hard at the one they did with him, which we can't repeat on the air.
No, but we cannot.
It was very funny. Another thing that was funny is Bryson.
Oh my gosh.
I want to, and you know, we dated for a while, and then I had to break up with him, and then I'm trying to like just be friends with him, and then he does things like he did today. So like he's going under a rope, okay? And like if the reaction that he gave was as if it was a slingshot rope that was pulled and then slapped him in the face. It's like, so they pull the rope up, not as he's coming down, they pull the rope up, then he bends down to go under, but he misjudges it and hits, and his face hits the rope. But
that was the thing. It was his fault. It was not the guy holding the rope's fault.
And but again, it was not like a whip, like the rope had like tension that, and it was let go and popped him in the face. Because afterwards, the reaction was as if I thought he had to be bleeding. There had to be blood, guts, brains everywhere.
I thought his left eye was missing.
Oh, sinus cavities caved in, whatever. Yeah. I mean, it was like I've fallen down. I'm grabbing my face. I got to lay down for a second, you know, check my face like I'm bleeding.
Oh, he got down on his knees. He got down on his knees.
I had to rewind it. I was like, I missed something. Like, there must have been. I missed it. I rewound it like five times. Literally, it would be as if you bend your head down, and there's a rope there. And when you bend your head down, and you hit a stationary rope, not a moving rope, not one that's coming at your face. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Like I don't. I've never seen anything like that before. I've never seen anything like that.
I can think of a few names I'd like to call him. I will not.
But Ben's on here tonight with COVID, and Bryson bumped into a rope and laid down on the ground for five minutes.
And Bryson had a rope ruin his day.
And I want to defend him so bad, but God, man, you make it so hard. You make it so hard on us. It's you got to look that clip up though. You got to look that clip up. It's I saw another funny tweet from someone I don't really like that much on Twitter, but they said, Dustin John, it was like screenshots of the action of Bryson bumping into the rope. And it said, DJ could really teach Bryson the dangers of white lines.
Wow.
Real DJ.
Was going in another direction. Cause you remember DJ like played with like, his arm was like bleeding or something at one point in time. And he like finished a golf tournament from getting like cut in the bushes or something, and he like just kept wiping it on his pants and everything else. And people DJ's were like, they were like, "Are you okay?" He's like, "I'm fine. I got enough coke in my system. I'm good."
Yeah. DJ should teach Bryson the dangers of white lines. I thought that was good. So props to, I'm not going to repeat the name because I don't really like him that much, but it was funny. I got to give him credit that. That was pretty funny.
Was it Paige? Is that who it was?
No, it was the other girl.
No, exactly what you're talking
on
about.
Her show. Oh yeah, so
Paige threw out the ball at the Milwaukee Brewers game.
She did.
Did you see the tweets about that?
No,
they were like, Christian Yelich hasn't ever volunteered to be the catcher. And all of a sudden pitch. She comes to town and he's fighting people in the locker room to catch the first pitch of the ball game.
I tell you what, as athletic as she is hitting a golf ball, I was extremely disappointed. I don't know why. I guess because I watched John Daly's fat ass go up there and throw a cheddar right down the pipe. And then, like, she can pipe it 300 yards, but it was pretty bad. It was bad.
I mean, if what was at the time, what was he, 62, 63 years old? George W. Bush, he threw a heater after
9/11. He threw a cut like a two-seamer, like ran inside and everything with a bulletproof vest on. That was unbelievable.
He's 63 years old doing that. And she's at the peak of her athletic performance life, and she throws a rainbow up.
You know what, though? That's a cool – can you imagine the pressure, though, to go out there to do that, go throw out the first – but you have to be – I would have to probably be semi-drunk to go do it. Or I wouldn't be able – I'd be so worried. I don't know that I could get the ball to the plate. I'm not going to down on that. I'm just saying. She's a very athletic girl, and I assume she probably – could throw a little, throw a little cheddar in
there.
Little
cheese, yeah.
I was a little disappointed.
Oh, it's worse. If you've ever heard.
She looked great, though.
Oh, yeah. She looked fantastic. If you look at any of the things where they talk about, like when George Bush did it, when they talked to him, he goes, I was nervous. And people were like, you were? And he was like, yeah, well, we're in the back. Like Derek Jeter and all those guys are like, don't throw it in the dirt. Don't throw it high. Like, don't, like they're constantly. They're chirping the president back in the dugout.
That's great. we just had the anniversary of that.
That's one of the greatest moments probably in sport. Like that,
there's no doubt.
That's one a thing I can always go back to and remember. Like the everybody standing on their feet, and then he goes out there and throws that. Like I said, throws that little two seamer running in on the right hand. Oh man, it was good. It was good. Yeah. Let me tell you what else is good. What is that? Blue Tees rangefinders. Yes. I'm getting so good at using that magnet, Ben. You'd be so, so proud of me.
I do not believe you.
Yeah, I promise you. You got the magnet already built in. You don't have to get one of those stupid straps. It's got the infrared lock in, buzz lock on, toggle on and off slope, scan mode that we love. Comes with a great case. Looks good. Feels good. It's got the rubber grip so it doesn't slip out of your hands. It's great. Everything about it's great. It's got all the features that you can get from like a Bushnell, whatever. And I've shot side by side with them. So
yes,
they're great. Save a ton. You get their top of the line unit for like under $300, especially after you use coupon code DABBOD and take another 10% off. They got Bluetooth speakers, all kind of swag. They're great. They're great. There's no reason to pay $600 for a rangefinder.
No.
Guys like these are out there. So
keep the slope on. Yes. I will talk, since I made fun of Kyle talking about the rain delays and weather and all that and setting up cart signs where people can go. I'll make fun of Nate, too. Nate says, don't use slope. Whatever, bud. That's what it's there for. Yep. You use the slope. The fact that you don't use the slope and me and Kyle beat you ought to tell you that maybe you ought to start using the slope. Maybe that's it.
No defense. He can't come defend himself. Can't come defend himself. All right. Last thing I want to talk about, Ben, this is something kind of we've discussed discussed sort of just on the surface, and I don't want to go too deep into it, but it's pretty wild. One of the top courses in Alabama, Ross Bridge in Birmingham. So you got probably the top public course, arguably the top public course, and it's really only like semi-public. You can only go, if you're not a member, you can only play there like, I don't know, 5 or 6 times a year or something like that. Mm-hmm. But apparently when they were top dressing, some of the greens, 14 to be exact, out of 18, they got bags of herbicide mixed up with the bags of sand. Both of the colors are green. They used the green sand everywhere for aesthetics. It's kind of like a RTJ thing. Even their sand, am I right? The sand in the cart that you use is green too. So that's pretty common.
There it is. It's different at different places, but there it is for sure.
So they loaded up the herbicide,
put it in the spreader that was supposed to be the sand when you top dress the greens, and they hit 14 greens before they realized, hey, this doesn't look right. Come to find out, like, that amount will absolutely scorch the greens. They will lose 14. This is a championship bent grass. Bent grass is hard to even, maintain in Alabama as it is. But when you kill it and you got to start it all over, it's tough. It's tough. That is multiple firings.
I was going to say, who all gets fired on this? Greenskeeper, all the part-time people that went and grabbed the wrong bags.
The head greenskeeper for sure. The person who did it for sure. And then whoever's responsibility, because they said that the herbicide supposed to go into a special facility that's like behind lock and key. That's like dangerous, hazardous materials go here. Yeah. So whoever unloaded that material and set it in the wrong place, that person's gone too. It's bad. It's bad. That is an elite golf. Just imagine, a top 10 course in your state go down.
A top 10 public course. Because
top 10 public course in your state.
You've heard Kyle and I talk about RTJ. If you're listening from out of the area and the Robert Trent Jones courses, because we have one in Opelika, that literally people drive here from Minnesota by busloads to play the trail. And that is the one, all the rest of the course around the trail, except for Mobile and Ross Bridge, all of them are about, if you have a trail card, anywhere from $50 to $65, depending on if you're playing a weekend round or a weekday round.
Yeah.
When you play at Ross Bridge, it's like $120, even with a trail card.
A trail card. So you only get X amount of rounds a year. Like you can't just go play every weekend.
Right.
It's super, super nice.
It's a resort. People go there just to like go to the resort and spa and pool and all that kind of stuff. So
I was reading an article and they said that they had to spend X amount of hours like on the phone with people that had like vacations booked. Like, hey, you're going to have to go play Oxmoor Valley, which Oxmoor Valley is nice.
It's right across the street.
But when you're thinking you're about to go play Ross Bridge and you have to settle for
Oxmoor Valley, it's a huge letdown. Oxmoor, the ridge course at Oxmoor is pretty sweet, though.
Yeah, it is. It's nice.
14 out of 18 greens. It'll take 6-plus months, and it's in the worst time because everything's about to go dormant, so it's not going to grow anyway. So, I mean, this honestly could be a whole year deal.
Did they kill the rest of them and make it take to that Champions Bermuda that they've been doing at all the rest of the courses?
No, I think they're going to stick. I think they'll try to stick with bent grass. I mean,
have you seen the pictures of it?
No, I haven't. I can't stomach it to look at it. Is it already started burning up?
Oh yeah. It was like that's because this happened about a week and a half ago. And by the weekend, some of the greens were already brown.
It's brutal.
So I hadn't even seen a recent picture of it. It's probably way worse this week than it was last weekend. Because last weekend by Saturday, they were already.
Here's a bad thing
up.
Is if you get the rain, if it's been spurts, like it's been dry for like 5 or 6 days.
Days of rain for 2 days, and it'll be dry for several more days. Like if it rains real hard, and now that stuff's spreading, like it's because you had to put a bunch. Like there was a bunch in a.
Oh,
like,
with the runoff. You're going to kill the fringe. You're going to kill the grass that washes down to the ponds because they've got a ton of water out there.
Oh, man.
I could throw up
just thinking about it.
It's going to be bad.
Especially considering we are just now getting our course. Our course opens up on August or October 1st. So, like, we've been through the whole, like, redoing the greens thing. Like, I can't even – at that level, like, because Ross Bridge is a club, too. At that level, holy cow. That would be tough. But anyway, we appreciate you guys for listening.
You know why I'm pissed?
Why are you pissed?
Because this is a group that owns this. This is a Robert Trent Jones. It's owned by the RSA. I'm going to be pissed because our greens fees are going to go up here locally to help pay for that idiot that killed those greens up in Birmingham.
I doubt it. But yeah, I know what you mean. You could see some spillover. Oh, man. Anyway, I hope everybody's course is healthy. I hope everybody's playing a bunch of golf, enjoying it. The temperature's dropping a little bit. This is like peak golf, getting to be peak golf weather in the South. Spring and fall are the greatest. So y'all get out there. Have a great week. And we will chat back on Wednesday. It's episode 228. We are the Dad Bod Golf Pod. Always
broken.
You've been listening to the Dad Bod Golf Pod, always stroking.